All right, today we had a new sugya called Tzad HaShava Shebehem, which is based on the sugya beforehand. Before we learned the second Seder, the Dalet Avos Nezikin, which the Mishnah taught us. There are four Avos Nezikin, main Avos in the Torah. And if you recall, I just want to go over quickly what you had second Seder, because that'll help prepare you for today's shiur. The Gemara on Hey Amud Beis said that each of the four Avos are mentioned in the Torah, even though technically you could learn out one from the other, because in many ways they're equal. But the reason why the Torah wrote each one separately is the Hilchos Sehen, which means for the special exclusion, for the special tour that each one has. Each one of the Dalet Avos Nezikin. In other words, to make him chayiv, you wouldn't need four psukim. You need four psukim to make the special tour. The kitzer, they will just go through the special tour. It's good to have them down. Karen has a special tour that the first three times it's only chatzi nezer. Shane Varegel has a special tour that it's poter b'shus harabim. Poshit, this is Gzeres HaKosuv. There's a Rosh. The Rosh says that the reason why the Torah made Shane Varegel poter in Rishus HaRabim is because it's the natural way for an animal to walk in the street and to eat and to stamp on what is walking. Again, the Rosh gives a reason behind the Gzeres HaKosuv, and the Achronim, the Birkas Shmuel, there's a lot of Torah. Why did the Rosh have to give reasons for it? If it's a pasuk, ubier b'steyacher, why did the Rosh have to give a logic? But that's what the tour of Shane Varegel is. Yeah. Bor is potter on Caleb, Adam v'Caleb. Also, Poshet Exeris HaKosim. And the last mazik, Eish, is potter on Tomim. Something which is hidden. What? Boris, Odom, and Caleb? Both.
What about Odom? Odom
and Mav? What? No, we're talking about the Arba Ovis. Oh, I mean, if you hold that Mav is Odom. All right. I'm saying the main four. If you hold Mav is Odom, so it's Mechayv and Dalad Dvorim. That's the Gemara. But these are the main. We're dealing with Mom and Amazik. But I'm not going into Odom and Amazik. We're going with Nizke Mom. Okay. This is not just the Chazorah. This will help you in a big Yisoid in today's Sukkot. After we have the four Ovis. And each one has its own special exception. So now the Mishnah comes along, and the Mishnah says, Tzad HaShava Shebehen, that they're still equal in one way, M'mancho, Shmiros, and Alecha, you have to watch them, and if they damage, you have to pay. So the Gemara asks, L'asuye Man. The Gemara's question is, that Rebbe HaKadosh must be hinting to us that there's another kind of a mazik, which is not one of these four, and still it's chayiv. So what is this new mazik that it's chayiv? Lasuye mai. What are the mazikim chayiv? On that there are four tirutzim. Today we're going to work with Hashem on the first two. Abaya says comes up with a case, and Rava comes up with a case. Then tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem Ravada Barahava says a third case from a Braisa, and Ravina says a fourth case from a Mishnah. So we have over here two cases, new cases that the Amoraim make up, and two cases in a Mishnah and a Braisa, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. Now, let's work first on Abaya. Abaya comes up with a new case. This is Abaya himself saying it. Abaya says like this, that there's a case of Avnoi Sakinoi Masoi. A man has, let's say, a suitcase, and he puts it on the roof. So if he does not put it in the Rishus HaRabim, he put it in the Rishus HaRabim, we already discussed that. He put it straight into Rishus HaRabim. It would be, if he was mafkir the suitcase, it would be bor. If he was not mafkir the suitcase, according to Rav, it would be shor. And according to Shmuel, it would be bor. That's all if he would have put the suitcase into the street itself. Then he would have created a simple mazik of Bor Ashur. But the Gemara Abaye's case is like this, he put it on the roof. And it was such a type of a suitcase that with a normal wind it could fall down. If it couldn't fall down in a normal wind, it'd be potter. Because a ruach she'ena metzuya would be considered an oinus. So Abaye says that it would have fallen down with a ruach metzuya. So on that, the Gemara says like this. What kind of a mazik is this? Remember, he put the suitcase on the roof. It fell down. It did no damage while it was falling. While it was falling, it did no damage. Because if it would have damaged while it was falling, what kind of mazik would it have been? Then yes, it would have been a simple eish. Just speaking out the Gemara. Because it's talking about that the suitcase fell down, and a half hour later, somebody tripped over the suitcase. Okay? Get the case clear. You put a suitcase down, and then a half hour later, somebody came and tripped, and the Gemara says he was mafkir the suitcase. The afkirinu. He was mafkir the suitcase. Oh, the Gemara does not say that exactly when. On that, you machavim to the Chazoinish. Chazoinish talks about this shayla.
What time?
Exactly what we just said. When was he mafkir the suitcase? Remember, he put the suitcase on the roof. The Gemara says he was mafkir. So the Chazoinish bekitzer, this is a side point. According to Shmuel, it doesn't matter when he was mafkir. No, it just says afkirinu. It doesn't say when he was mafkir. It doesn't say when he was mafkir. That's the shayla. Was he or mafkir when he was up on the roof? This is an interesting point.
One of the kids are foster or fighting for Afrika mafkir.
No, we're not discussing that. Then it's a simple ish. We're talking about
what's
it was. What? So here's the lumbus. I'm going to explain that. According to Shmuel, who says that a bor, whether you're mafkirit or you're not mafkirit, it's always a bor. It makes no difference when you're mafkirit. But according to Rav, then L'chor the Chazoni says you might think there'd be a difference. What?
When someone mafkirit someone, it's not hefker to someone.
No, that's not true. Hefker, the minute he says hefker. That's the call hefker. Yush is not. Nobody, until somebody picks it up. It's
like,
still the owner.
I can throw a
hold on. That's what we're discussing. Wait a minute. So according to Shmuel, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a bor, the mazik of bor anyway, whenever he's mafkrit. The Chazoinish says an interesting chav. What would be if according to Rav, if he put it on the roof, and he was mafkrit on the roof, and then it first fell down. So it comes out, L'chora, that according to Rav, L'chora, it's like it was sure when it was up on the roof, when it was on the rooftop, and he still owned it, it's like a sure. And then he was mafkir when it was on the roof, so you might say that according to Rav, he should be putter, because Hazani says, if a man has a sure, it's an interesting case, a man has a sure, which he lets out of the corral in the Rishus HaRab. And then he's mafkir before it goes to do any damage. So I would, if you'd ask me, I'd say he would be chayyim. Halacha is a potter. Again, a real shor, this is a beautiful chiddush. If a man has a shor which he doesn't watch, and before it does any damage, he takes off his ownership on it. He's mafkir. Zicher, maybe Hasgarmiya, Grumma will make him pay, you know, indirectly. But as far as the actual mazik of shor, since he was mafkirit before it did any damage, you can't make him pay because it's not his animal anymore. But the Chazoinish says, over here, even according to Rav, if you put the suitcase on the ledge, which you know right away could be pushed down and it could damage. So the Chazoinish says here, even if you're mafkir, even according to Rav will be moida. That it'll be bor. It'll turn into a bor. Because over there by shore,
you don't know
it can't turn into bor. I mean, when a bor, when you mafkir it, yeah, I mean, it's not, it can go away, it can go out of the street. But over here where it's going to stay in public property, so you can't, he's chayiv, even though
it's so first, it becomes a bor.
You're mafkir right before, yeah. So the Chazoinish says that if you mafkir something after something becomes a bor, of course, you're chayiv. But even if you're mafkir when it's on the rooftop, even according to Rav. So that just Rav speaking it out. According to Shmuel, for sure it's no chilek. And even according to Rav, there's no chilek when he was mafkir the suitcase. It's still, since the suitcase landed on the ground, and a half hour later it damaged, somebody came along and tripped on it. So the Gemara says, he's chayiv. But the question is, the Gemara said, why does it have to do with tzad hashoveh? Why is this worse than a regular bor? Why does Abaye say that this is a case of a tzad hashoveh? So the Gemara says like this, because this bor is really weaker than every other bor. Why? Because every other bor does not koyach hachamurav bor. There's no other, you don't need any side help to create the bor. The man takes a shovel and digs a hole. He made the bor. Or he puts his suitcase right in the ground, he made it. But over here, you needed the wind to take the suitcase and to put it on the floor. So therefore, there's a weakness in this bor. So Abaye says, that's why we have to come on to a tzad hashoveh. We say like this, Eish techiyah. Eish also would not damage if not for the help of the wind. So what Abaye does is, Abaye says that a man has to pay for the damages that happened to this suitcase. Because of a tzad hashoveh, we combine bor, because basically it wound up as a bor in the Gezeirah, and eish. This is what Abaye says. Now, the shaila, the rush comes along, and the rush has a tremendous shaila on this gemara. A shaila, not a kasha. A shaila. How, when the rush learned this gemara, he didn't know what the gemara meant. Yeah, he says like this. When the Gemara says, according to Abaye, you have to pay for damages that happen to the suitcase, is that only if an animal gets hurt on the suitcase? What would be if, for instance, what would be if there's something, a man walks by, an animal is carrying something that's covered up in a sack. It's tumah. It's covered up. Now we know Eish is putter on Talmud. If fire damages something covered, you're putter. So the question is, when this suitcase damages something that was in a covered up, according to Abaye, the only reason it's chayiv is because you learn out from two mazikim, from bor and Eish.
But it's not Eish.
Why? It's a combination of bor and Eish. So the question is, Eish
is something that's covered up.
You're putter. Why not? Why is it
Eish? Well, now you can't consider it Eish. It's putter.
Wait, what?
You can't be chayim out Eish.
Why not?
That's oh. Common.
Okay. So you're saying that in such a case he'd be putter,
right?
Because it's since this case that we're learning out of the tzad hashoveh. No. So the rush has a suffix. The rush says some poiskim hold that you're putter on tumen. Why? Because he says like this. On kalim would you be putter on the suitcase? If this suitcase damages dishes, you'd be putter. Why? Because it's bor. Because you're learning out from bor, right? You wouldn't say that you're chayiv because it's eish also, and eish is chayiv on kalim. You would take the tour of kalim of bor, since it's a 50% mazik of bor.
Wait!
I'm bringing over two sheikhs. I'm just saying. But the rush says some place can hold that this type of a mazik will be putter on two turim. It'll be putter on kalim because it's considered a mazik of bor, and that's why I repeated. That's why in the beginning of this year I told you that each mazik has its own patur. So the rush brings down some poiskim. It's mashim from the Ran that way. The Ran seems to take on that way. That when you have a tzad hashoveh, you go with the kulas. You can't be more machmer than both of them.
It's like dying.
Yeah, because you don't have enough strength to make your chayiv. You don't have 100% mazik. It's 50% bor, it's 50% eish. So how could you be chayiv on kalim? How could you be chayiv on tumen? So this fellow is going to get away with two peturim. The Rush himself argued.
How can you be machmer?
It's a cool of that. Who's being machmer? The Rush says you're making.
How's it possible to be machmer? It's such a case.
Wait, hold on. You hear the Rush says that the Rush brought down other places. Which is the Ran. If you look in the Ran, you'll see. So the Ran says, no, that he will be chayiv on Tomun. Tomun he'll be, the Rush himself argues, and the Rush says like this, that the Kula of Bor, that will apply here. Why? Because basically it's a bore. Lamaisa, how did the thing, when the thing is sitting in the half hour, what? That's why you're still putter on Kalim. But you cannot, you do not take over the patur of H. Ah, you're learning out from H. So the Rosh explains, so the Rosh says the reason why you're chayav on Talmud is because we don't look at this as a mazik of H. Really, it's a mazik of, it's a, how did it damage? It damaged after the suitcase was sitting in the street. So it's a mazik of bor. Okay. The only problem is we have a weakness in the learning from bor. It's not 100% bor. It's missing 5%. So the 5% helps us. We make up the 5% because you see Eish is also Koyach Hacham or Revoy. Eish is created to something and still it's Chayav. So that takes care of the 5%. But since 95% of it is bor, it gets all the halachas of bor. That's what the Rosh says. You got it?
It's
going to
hold
true.
5% of using Chumrah of Eish to make up?
That's right. But just to make it a complete bor, all it does is it just patches up bor. It doesn't make it Eish and bor. It's technically simply a regular bor. No, but by Kalim, since it's a mazik of bor, the way it's a hole, it's an obstacle. So that's why you put it on Kalim, because it's bor. It's a metzias of bor. So if it's a metzias of bor, you give it the patur of bor. From Eish, you're only learning out to help out what? The Ran holds no. The Ran holds that it gets the dinim of both. Since you have to come on to Eish and bor, so whatever Eish and bor are put on, this is also put. This is a machloikus rishenim. What?
What happens if a bor is put?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay.
You can't go. Don't make up new. We're talking about the case in the Gemara where it turned into a bore. The wind pushed it down. Half hour later, it's now a bore. And Rishus Arab. So the Rosh says now it's a simple bore. Now, the Kitzur. What is the Svaras HaMachloikas? What is the? How could you analyze the logic behind the Machloikas between the Ran who says that we give this suitcase to Peturim? And the Rosh that says we give it the patur only of bor. What's the logic? Instead of, to give a little logic behind it, we'd like to be masber. The machlokes depends on when the Torah gave a patur. The Torah gave a patur in a mazik. For instance, Eish, the Torah gave a certain patur. Karen, the Torah gave a certain patur. Why did the Torah give it? Where, or maybe better said, where does the patur start from? Or why is there such a patur? For instance, is the patur start from the way the mazik was created, the way the potential damager, the potential chayfitz of mazik acts and is created, the way it was made? Or is the patur that the Torah gave more dependent on the way it actually does the damage? Again, the shaila is, when the Torah gave certain different laws for different mazikim, those exceptions, are those exceptions based on the tzura of the mazik? In other words, the way it was created, why it's called the paturim, the chiyuv man, the paturim. I mean, is it?
What is mazik tzchayav? From where it's
no, I'm saying more on the patur. We're going now on the paturim, the exceptions. Kalim. When the Torah gave a patur of kalim and bor, did it give it because it was made in a special way? For instance, it was made that it can't go and damage. It was made in Rishus HaRabim, for instance. Or is it the way it damages? When a bor damages in an indirect way, by something falling in, that's where the Torah gave the patur. Let's take by Eish. Again, the same Shiloh. The Torah says that when fire burns up someone, it's potter. Is the patur because Eish was created, for instance, Eish was created, the wind had to help along, the way it was created, the way it started off to be made, or is the patur because Eish, which burns, when it comes to actually do the damage, the Torah says anything that if it damages, tamed it's potter. But nothing to do with the way it was created. Is the patur. Let me show you the nafkamina. I'll give you the nafkamina.
What does it mean the way it was created?
You'll see the difference. Let me take a share one step. I know it's tricky. Let me show you. I'll explain it to you, and then we'll work it over again. The Rosh says that the p'tur, any p'tur of a mazik, has to be at the time the way it damages. If it damages the way of one of the of a certain mazik,
Rosh
then
the second way, the wrong,
yeah,
the
that's
way.
Right. But the Rosh is a little easier. So the Rosh holds like this: the way the damage was done was certainly a bor type. It was done that something got smashed into the suitcase. So the Rosh says you can only give it the p'tur of bor because that's the way it damaged as a bor. So the Rosh looks at the p'tur as how the damage was done. That's why it has it's mitzchayev on tumah. It can't have the p'tur of eish because it didn't damage like eish. Ma she'ein kein. The Ran holds that when the Torah gave a p'tur of tumah, the Torah says if something is created by the way eish is created, it's created in a form of eish, which is kayach acher me'urevoy. If there's a wind that takes part in the creation of the mazik, even though later on, a half hour later, it damaged like a boar, but it was created through eish. So the Ran looks at the p'tur of tumah that it was created like eish, it gets the p'tur of eish. The Rosh looks at it not the way it was created, but the way at the final results, at the final, at the end. There's two halves to a damaging. First, you have a mazik, you have a bad thing you got to watch, which could be made in many different ways, could be shor or bor or mava hever. Then you got a mazik, then comes along and this mazik does a hezik. If you recall, I stressed that in one of the shiurim. There's a mazik, then there's a nizik, and a hezik. So here's where it comes to the afdamina. The Rosh looks at this suitcase. What type of a hezik did it do? It did a hezik of bor. But my says something came along and smashed into it. So the Rosh says, you can only give it cannot give it the p'tur of eish, because right now at the time when the hezek, what type of a hezek, what type of a damaging was it? It wasn't like the fire going and consuming something. It was something tripping on the suitcase. So the hezek, the damage took place like a bor type of a damage. That's why the Rosh says, it's only chayev, it only can get the p'tur of bor. But the Ran says that when the Torah gave an exceptions on mazikin, the exception starts is when it's created. The way the mazik was created, if it was created, started. How do you get a chiyuv? When a mazik does a hezek, you got to pay. But the creating a mazik has
but
to.
How would something made chayav through eish and bor?
That's right. So that's where the Ran says it's enough since it was made through eish. It gets the p'tur of eish also. I mean, you're right. According to the Ran, it gets the p'tur of bor also. According to the Ran, either one is enough because the Ran says what. It was made. It wasn't made like a normal bor where a man digs. It was made through kayach acher. You first put it on the roof, and it was made through the wind, making it into a bor. So that means that eish was involved. Once eish was involved in the creating of this bor, the Ran says that's enough that when the Torah gave a tour of eish, it could lie on this suitcase also. Because in the forming, in the steps leading up to the damage, there was eish in the preparation. This suitcase was made into a bor in a form like normally eish is made. So according to the Ran, the p'tur already lies, the Torah gives that p'tur since it was in the preparation. The Ran looks at preparing a mazik alone is enough. If it was prepared like an eish type of a mazik, it gets the p'tur of eish. And then when it damages like bor, it gets the p'tur of bor. You understand? The Ran says you don't look at preparation. The only measurement of what the Torah made a tour, gave a certain tour, is the way it damages. When at the time of the damaging, it was a regular, simple bor, and that's all you get. That's all you're entitled to. The fact that it was in the preparation, in the making of the mazik, there was also eish, that doesn't give you the right to make the tour of eish. For it's a shtickle gang to explain these rishonim. No, I'm sorry, it's hard on me, and also it's just going to get you more confused. This is my Hezber, saying a Hezber in this Machlokes Rishonim. Where did the p'tur start?
It's just the Rosh, just what the Rosh said.
The Rosh says, that you look how it damaged. The Rosh says it only gets the p'tur of eish, of bor, because the Hezek was a bor Hezek. So then there's no other p'turim involved over here. Because he looks at the final end result. Okay. Now, we have a Machlokes again. So Bekitzer, what did we say? We have a Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran. When the Gemara says according to Abaya that you have to pay for an avnis, for a suitcase, which is in the, which fell off the roof, you have to pay for it if it damages. The question is, are you putter from both bor, from kalim? You get the tour of kalim and tumun, or only of bor? Now, I'm not going to go into it too much now, but if you look in Taisus and Daf Gimel, in Taisus and Daf Gimel, if you remember, in Taisus Lachar, we have a raya that Taisus holds like the Ran. In that Taisus and Daf Gimel, it's a raya like the Ran that you take the kulas whenever you have a tzad hashava, you take the kula, the top Taisus, from that Taisus, remember I said we're going to get back to it. Taisus and Daf Gimel has a case. But there's two mazikim. The case is, according to Rav, the top place is Gimel Amabez. According to Rav, Gimel Amabez, the top places. You don't have to go inside. Just you look it up in your tonight. You'll see the case of Taisus is, according to Rav, if you own the suitcase, remember Taisus said that if you own the suitcase and you put it down in the Rishus Arabim, so if you own it, it's two mazikim. It's bor and what else?
Sure.
Right. The case in Taisus is a case where a man owns a suitcase, and according to Rav, it's sure. Kulam loy afkarin. If he wasn't mafkarin, it's sure, the Gemara says. Taisus says it's bor also. Right? It's sure plus bor. And Taisus has a kasha. If so, if it's shor plus bor, why you chayev on kalim? Why you chayev on kalim? So the Achrenim bring a raya from Taisvis. If Taisvis asks the kasha, why you chayev on kalim? You see from Taisvis, like the Ran, that when you have two mazikim, you take the kulas of both mazikim. So therefore Taisvis says, if you're going to take, if it's bor also, you should be putter on bor, a putter on kalim. But according to the Rosh, it wouldn't be shver taisvis kasha. Why not? Because according to the Rosh, you could say that it's mainly shor, just the reverse. If you have a suitcase, yeah, we mentioned this, said a little of it, but now I'm saying it clearer. But again, according to the Rosh that we're learning today, that whenever you have a tzad hashava, you take the main mazik, and the other one just goes along with it to strengthen it. So it comes out that you could answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha is, why should you be Chayav on Kalim if it's Shor and Bor, it should have the Kula of Bor, the Teretz according to the Rushes. The main Mazik, since you own it, it has the main characteristic of Shor, which you own. And all you're using Bor for is to strengthen, we spoke out in the Shir, to strengthen, you shouldn't have a Kasha. This is a type of a shore which doesn't move. A regular shore is Kavanos El Azik, and it moves. So for that, you use bor. So according to the Rosh, you can answer Taisus Kasha. This is Achrayim speak out. But Taisus seems to ask the Kasha, seems to hold like the Ran, that since you need the Mazik of bor also, so it should carry the Ptur of Kalim also. Alright, so we brought down a Machloikas, the Rosh and the Ran, and a Raya from Taisus to the Ran. Now, that was an interesting piece. Okay, so we have the Gemara, simply the Shita of Abaya. Again, just to sum it up, the Kitzer. Abaya says, what's this case of Tzad HaShava that you have to pay for? What's this new case? That's not like one of the four mazikim. It's a suitcase that you put on the roof. It falls down. And we have a Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is it? Bor and Eish completely? Or is it simply mainly bor? That's the machlok. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says you have to pay. The Rif leaves out. The Rif does not bring down this halacha Lamaisa. Halacha psuka. The Rif doesn't bring it down, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Shulchan Aruch halacha paskins like Abaya, that if you put a suitcase on the roof and then it falls down and then somebody trips on it, you got to pay. The Rif doesn't bring it down. So the Rosh wonders, why doesn't the Rif bring it down? So the Rosh says, the reason the Rif usually paskins like every Gemara, unless there's a Machloikas. So the Rif said, the Rosh explains that why did the Rif leave this out? So he says simply, because it's so simple, nobody argues on it. Even Rava says a different pshat, the other pshatim, they don't argue on this pshat. These four examples, of Tzara Shava.
It's still a machlokes.
Not a machlokes. So he said, since it's so simple, nobody argues on it, and it's so logical, so like the Mishnah says, Tzara Shava. And these are four pshatim for Tzara Shava. So the Rif didn't have to bring it down. This is what the Rush explains the Rif.
Isn't machlokes for Tzara Shava?
No. Everybody says, Tzara Shava Siyemai. Abai says his pshat, Rava says his pshat. These four Amiroyim, each one says a different pshat, and each one is emes. So this is an interesting, what the Rish, the Rift did not have to bring down something that's so simple. But the Meroy Meisoda, here, the Meroy Meisoda has a beautiful shtickle on this Gemara. And the Meroy Meisoda, even though he's an Achron, it's hard to argue on a Rishon, but he says like this. He has a raya from the Rambam the opposite way, because the Rambam leaves it out. Now the Rambam says like this. All the Rambam mentions
opposite way than what?
What?
That it is, it's a hard halacha?
That it's taka the Rif held that we do not pass them like Abaye. And that if you put a suitcase on the roof and then it falls down and then a half hour later somebody trips on it, even an animal, somebody, and he hurts himself, he's putter completely. So we're going from one extreme to the other. The Rush says the reason the Rif left it out was because it's so simple. The Gemara, it's a simple Gemara. The Gemara says that you have to pay, whether you have to pay like this or whether you have to pay like that. But the Meroy Meisoda, says that the Rambam only mentions that if a man takes an Avnei Sakina Matoya and he puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayav. That the Rambam mentions. That's a told of bor. If you take the suitcase, you put it in the street, it's a told of bor. The Rambam doesn't mention if you put it on the roof. So the Meroy Meisoda takes on for sure that the Rambam held that there's a machloikis between Abaye and Rava. And when Rava later on says a new case of Boram is Galgal, not just he's adding on another case, it's because Rava held that the case of Abaye is not a case we'll be chayav on. So Lachari, you have to understand why
machloikis of Abaye and Rava, and the Rif holds like Rava.
And therefore the Rif Paskin, the Rif left that out. He left out, yeah, he left out Abaye. And he therefore holds like Rava, that's right. In Rava's case, he's half a breeze in a different place. But you hear a very beautiful Shiloh. When you learn this Gemara, you don't see anybody arguing, you say it's an offering of Gemara, that you have to pay if a suitcase falls down. A man puts a suitcase on the roof, and then it falls down. So he should be chayef to pay. It's a Gemara. The Rambam, Rami Soda says that that's why the Rif left it out. And the Rambam many times also goes with the sheet of the Rif. And therefore, the Rambam also left it out. The Shulchan Aruch, Taka Paskin, not that one.
Why?
Because they held, the righteous debate, Yosef held more like that, held more like the Rush, that it's the Dover portion, Yechai. The Beit Yosef passed in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Aloch Lamaisa, we go according to the Shulchan Aruch. But, I mean, the Sfardim are those that are technically according to the Rambam, and according to the way the
Mirror. It's not really 12-3 because they don't fair say it written on the Rambam.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. The Shiloh. Why didn't they bring it? Is it because it's too pushing? Or it's Taka Potter? I mean, it's mamish from one extreme to the other. But the Shiloh is, what's the logic in the Meroy Meisoda says a beautiful logic. Why should the Poiskim Rava, according to this, what's wrong? What could you ask on the logic of a body? He says like this. Rami Soda is now we have trying to understand why should we go against Abaye. Abaye says that if a man put something on the roof and then it fell down, so it's a chayef bor an edge. So the Rami Soda says like, first of all, he says when I shot in Abaye, what did Abaye mean to say? We had a machlokes, right? According to the Rush, Abaye said it's a regular bor with a problem. That's what the Rush said. Really, it's a bor. The only thing we're using Eish for is just to take away the problem of Koyach HaKamur Rebo. But the Meroy Meisoda says the Rambam held like the other sheep. The Rambam held like the Ram. That really what Abaye meant to say was, that really, said differently, what Abaye meant to say was that it's Potter on both. this suitcase which falls down from the roof, the Rambam learned that when Abaye was saying that it's not 100%, he says like this. Basically, what his score is that this he holds Pshat and Abaye like the Ran, the Goyim, the Green Rise, other Meforshim, the Goyim, and the whole like the Ran. So he says like this. What Abaye is doing is Abaye is making a mazik, which has no shot, which is totally different than Boren Eish. Why? He says like this, because it comes out that it's like an Eish made the Bor. So you lost the Eish, and the Bor was not made in a normal way. So that's why the Rambam. That's why Rava didn't hold like Abaye. Rava held that Abaye's logic, that the fact that a wind, he says like this, that he says you don't find. He says really two stories. He says that Abaye was making this is not, it's not close enough to either one of them. It's not close enough to Eish because when it's damaged like a boar. And it's not close enough to Bor because since it was created, it was not created by a person. It was created through a Koyach Acher. So he says that it comes out like the Eish. It's like one mazik created another mazik. The Eish, while it was falling, right? When it fell off the roof, it would have been a mazik of Eish. If it would have damaged it. So when it's on the roof, it's an Eish. It's not a Bor. So it comes out, it's Eish first when it's on the roof. So then when it finally reaches the ground, it turns into Bor. How could he says that we never find that one mazik should turn into another mazik? It comes out like this, that when it was on the roof, ready to fall on somebody's head, it was like an Eish. Then the fact that nobody got hurt, and then a half hour later somebody tripped. So it's like it's a changeover, transition from Eish to Bor.
Just to explain why Rava...
That's right. That's why Rava held. That's why we didn't know like that. Abaye held like this. But that Sadashava, the power of Sadashava is enough to make a new... In other words, that alone is enough. That it doesn't matter. That's where we can derive. The Maisa, it was a Pshia involved. The Maisa was carelessness. So Abaye held that even though you're creating one mazik from another... That's why Rava held that when one mazik has to turn into another mazik, you lost both of them. The first one disappeared. The mazik of Eish, which was if it would have fallen down and hurt somebody as it's falling, that disappeared because you have no more Eish anymore. Nothing happened. The mazik of Bor is like coming from out of midair. It's like the Eish turned into Bor. So you never find, that type of a Bor has nothing to do with a regular Bor. A regular Bor is Ki Yichra Ish Bor, Ki Yiftach Ish Bor. But he didn't make a Bor when he put it up on the roof. He made an Eish. So it comes out, it's like Ish Bor V'lo Shor Bor. Just like if an animal digs a Bor. So the owner is not Chayiv because the man didn't do it. Same thing, if the man's fire makes a Bor. That's what's happening. The suitcase, which was started off as an Eish, turns into a Bor. So he says, that's why Rava held that Rava had to give a different reason. Because Rava held that that's not a Sadashava. Sadashava is like, it's only when it's close enough, when it's really one, like the Rosh would be a real Sadashava. It's really basically one mazik, but you have a little shayla and have a little weakness, so you take another. But the Rambam, that's the Rambam and the Rif, who left out the din of Abaye, they hold that this can't be. Such a mazik is like one mazik turning into another mazik, you lose both. What? This is what the Meremi saw as Mechad. But I'm showing you, it's so fascinating because the Rosh took on Poshit, that it's so Poshit that a Yechayiv that Yeram that the Rif didn't even have to mention it. And the way the Meremi saw is learning that the reason why he didn't mention it because he held as a problem in it. The problem is that one that it's a new it's you lost you lost both Mazikim. You lost the Mazik of Eish, but it didn't damage like Eish. And you never started off. That's not a Bor. If an Eish makes a Bor, it's not called a Bor. You mean not Chayiv on a Bor that's made by Eish. That's what. when you get the help of the wind, maybe you could say it's worse, because you see, any all it takes is a natural wind to come along and do it. So there's a whole big shaila in Achronim. There's a Tosfos on Hei Amud Beis, whether Koyach Achem or Urav Boy, that svara is an easier, is that a cooler in a mazik, or is that a reason to be machmer in the mazik? So what the Meremi Soda says is that the Rambam and the Rif held that Koyach Achem or Urav, the fact that there's a extra helping in it, that's a chumrah. So Mamela, that's why, in a way, that's why this bor is stuck, because a normal bor. So I mean, the only thing is you have to understand exactly how it's worse than
the
chorus should be worse than a regular bor. Yeah, that I have that my own problem. That you have to work out.
If you look carefully in that Tosfos and that Hei Amud Beis, Tosfos is a big yisoid. At very age, the Koyach Achem Urav Boy, since the wind is helping do the actual damage, that's why Koyach Achem Urav Boy is called the Chumrah. But by Agumara, since the Koyach Achem Urav is just pushing the suitcase onto the ground and not really having a share in the Hezek, so therefore Koyach Achem Urav Boy by Boy is a cooler. And therefore, again, you can't say Eish Tachiyach. That's why Rebbe didn't want to hold like a buyer, and because he held that he can't learn out from Eish, so therefore this kind of bor will be potter. That's why the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rebbe.